For an hour, plains of sand unrolled before our steps. Often the sea floor rose to within 2 meters of the surface of the water. I could then see our images clearly mirrored on the underside of the waves, but reflected upside down. Above us, there appeared an identical band that duplicated our every movement and gesture. In short, a perfect likeness of the quartet near which it walked, but with heads down and feet in the air. Another unusual effect. Heavy clouds passed above us, forming and fading swiftly. But after thinking it over, I realized that these so-called clouds were caused simply by the changing densities of the long ground swells, and I even spotted the foaming white caps that their breaking crests were proliferating over the surface of the water. Lastly, I couldn't help seeing the actual shadows of large birds passing over our heads, swiftly skimming the surface of the sea. On this occasion, I witnessed one of the finest gunshots ever to thrill the marrow of a hunter. A large bird with wide wingspan, quite clearly visible, approached and hovered over us. When it was just a few meters above the waves, Captain Nemo's companion took aim and fired. The animal dropped, electrocuted, and its descent brought it within reach of our adroit hunter, who promptly took possession of it. It was an albatross of the finest species, a wonderful specimen of these open sea fowl.